Practice Test 6. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
Have you got any more of those great pens I bought last time?
I'm sorry, we're out of them. We have another kind that is just as good, though.
I think I'll wait till you get the others back in stock. I also need a couple of notebooks and an envelope.
Fine. That will be $8.50.
What is he going to buy? Number 2.
Can you bring me a sandwich on your way back from the cafeteria, please? No, wait. Make that a salad instead.
Sure. Do you want some pie for dessert?
No, I've got an apple. I'm trying to diet, but I'll take a diet soda if you don't mind.
All right.
What is he going to eat? Number 3.
What happened to your head?
I was in an accident. The car in front of me came to a sudden stop, so I crashed into it. And then the car behind me hit me.
That's terrible.
What happened to her car? Number 4.
Would you like to go for a walk in the park this afternoon?
I'm really quite tired. How about doing something less energetic? Let's go to a movie or hear some live music.
Okay, there's a great adventure movie on at the theater.
Oh no, that's not for me.
What will they do? Number 5.
I'm not sure what to take on the plane with me.
You should definitely take something to read, and a pair of slippers would be a good idea so you'll be comfortable. And don't forget your coat for when you land.
But it's summer there, remember?
Oh, right. I forgot.
What will she probably take with her on the plane? Number 6.
Hello? I'm calling from the hairdressers. You have an appointment for 10 a.m. tomorrow, but Sandy isn't coming in until noon. Would you like to reschedule?
Okay, but is it possible to still make it tomorrow? I have a dinner party in the evening.
I think she can fit you in around 4, if that's all right with you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
When was her original appointment? Number 7.
What was all that fuss about in the lobby?
A woman thought her wallet had been stolen, and she blamed the man sitting next to her. So the manager of the theater got the security guard to check this man.
Were the police called in?
There was no need. In the end, she found her wallet on the floor behind her seat.
Who searched the man? Number 8.
How are we going to organize the children's room?
Well, I thought we'd put the beds under the window and...
Oh no, it'll be too cold for them in the winter. How about putting them by this wall here?
Fine, and then we can put their desks on the other wall and the dresser under the window.
What did he think was not a good idea? Number 9.
The 4 o'clock train for Philadelphia will be leaving from Platform 14. Will passengers traveling on this train make sure to store their luggage 10 minutes before departure?
From which platform does the train for Philadelphia leave? Number 10.
What's there to eat around here? I'm starving.
Well, there's some salad and chicken leftovers. Or there's that lasagna I made yesterday. I could heat it up for you. Or how about my special mushroom omelet? You usually love that.
We've been eating that chicken in different forms all week, and I had eggs for breakfast.
Okay, then. That settles it.
What is he going to eat? Number 11.
Don't forget, before you set the alarm, check that all the windows and doors are locked, and when you leave, turn on the outside light so you won't have to search around for your keys in the dark.
What should be done first? Number 12.
Do you know if Dan's still in London? I need to get in touch with him. It's an emergency.
Well, I know he should be arriving in Madrid tomorrow. I know he planned to stop off in Paris for a day on the way, though. But if you can wait, he'll be calling the office on Friday.
No, I need him immediately.
Where will he try to reach Dan? Number 13.
Good morning, World of Electronics. Can I help you?
I hope so. I bought a microwave oven from your store last month, but now it doesn't seem to be working properly. Can you send someone out to repair it?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to bring it in to be fixed. And if it can't be fixed, we'll give you a replacement.
What will happen next? Number 14.
How about going out for lunch today?
Great! How does 1:30 sound?
Could we make it an hour earlier? A client is coming in to see me at 2.
No problem.
What time will they eat? Number 15.
I can't find my passport. I looked where I always keep it, in the desk drawer, but it's not there.
Maybe it's in your briefcase. Or maybe you left it in your jacket pocket last time you used it. I've done that.
Let's see. Oh my goodness. You're right.
Where does he usually keep his passport? Number 16.
Hey, that report should have been on my desk first thing.
It would have been if the photocopier hadn't broken down. It's being fixed now, so it shouldn't be long before I get the report to you.
I'll be waiting.
What is happening now? Number 17.
Do you mind putting those papers on my desk?
Sure, it's the one with the plant on it next to the computer, isn't it?
That's the one.
Which is her desk? Number 18.
Do you have any jazz CDs?
Yes, we have plenty. Over there. Jazz singers are on the top row, jazz funk is in the middle row, and the early jazz bands are on the bottom.
I'm looking for a singer named James Young.
In which row should he look? Number 19.
What should we donate to the garage sale?
I guess we can start with your golf clubs. You never use them anymore, and...
No way! I may get back to playing this summer when I have more time. But you can get rid of my hiking boots. I think my hiking days are over.
Okay, and I'll throw in my tennis racket.
What sports equipment are they going to keep? Number 20.
Excuse me, can you tell me what button I should press to make a photocopy?
Sure. You see those four buttons? Well, it's the second from the top. Press the third one down if you want to change the number of copies.
Seems simple enough. Thanks.
Which button should she press? Number 21.
Excuse me, miss, but can't you see that parking space is reserved for the handicapped?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't notice the sign. I don't seem to be able to find parking anywhere on this street.
Why don't you try the parking lot down the road? It's quite reasonable.
I think I will. Thanks for your help.
Where is the woman now? Number 22.
Good morning. I have an appointment with Dr. Thomas on Wednesday at 2, but I wonder if I could reschedule it for the same time on Thursday.
I'm afraid he's in surgery then. The only time he could see you that day is at 10.
Thank you. I'll take that appointment.
When will she see Dr. Thomas? Number 23.
Hello, Lost and Found Department. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I left my straw hat on the bus, the 9 o'clock bus to Newark. Has anyone turned it in?
I'm afraid not, ma'am. The only things that came in the last few hours are a blue scarf and a baseball cap. But why don't you check again tomorrow? You never know.
Thanks, I will.
What has she lost? Number 24.
Hey, is that a new suit you're wearing?
What, this? I bought it ages ago. The shirt's new, though.
What about the tie?
That you've seen before.
What did the man buy recently? Number 25.
Why are the kids laughing and cheering like that? They sound like they're at a ball game.
Actually, they're playing a new board game. I thought it was a better way for them to spend their time than sitting glued to the TV for hours.
What are the children doing? Number 26.
How much are those pens?
A dollar each or 12 for 10?
I think I'll just take a couple of them.
How much money does he give her? Number 27.
I'm so upset. Our train is delayed for 2 hours.
Why do you care so much? We can spend an hour over lunch and then just read the newspaper.
But I promised my mother we'd come by for the kids before she has to leave for her concert tonight.
Don't worry. I'll call my sister at work and tell her to pick them up on her way home.
Why does he want to get home quickly? Number 28.
What course are you going to take this year? I really enjoyed the pottery class we did together last summer.
Well, I thought I'd do a modern art class, but I'm still trying to decide between that and a course in Italian cooking.
Well, let me know what you choose. Perhaps I'll join you again.
What course did they take together? Number 29.
Why don't you take those bottles back to the supermarket for a refund?
All right, and I'll stop off and pick up the mail while I'm at it.
Don't bother, I've already done that. But you could get a haircut while you're out. Your hair is getting rather long.
That's not a bad idea.
Where doesn't the man have to go? Number 30.
Don't give up, dear. We're almost at the farm.
I'm not sure, Dad. I think we were supposed to take that road to the right.
But the sign pointed to the left, and besides, according to the map, this is where we should be. We'll just continue straight ahead.
If you say so.
Which road does she think they should have taken?